that's government's place. And so I guess if I...
Well, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Interrupt. This is all voluntary. This is simply permissive. If you choose to do it, then we are making it more flexible, and you can choose to do that with your property.
So we're not telling people they cannot rent or... I mean, I thought it sounded like we're trying to put limitations on what their options were. And am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, I think,
okay,
if
good.
I'm
Thank
understanding
you.
What
so
you're
you
saying.
So you can see why I would be concerned about that.
Okay. We're only saying if you want to create an additional unit on your lot, uh-huh, and have that additional impact to the neighborhood, there is a string attached to it, and that you have to still remain invested in the neighborhood.
Understood. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions on the technicalities of what we're dealing with here? I don't have anybody signed up for testimony. Was there anybody in the audience who would like to speak to this issue? Don't come running all at once. All right. Anything else that council needs before we close the public hearing? City Attorney, do you see any reason that we need to keep this open? All right, we'll close the public hearing. Council President Parsons.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Kaiser City Council direct staff to prepare an ordinance with findings to adopt the proposed revisions to Section 2.403, Section 1.200, Section 3.101, accessory dwelling units.
Second.
Do you have that?
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay.
It's right here.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council, I can't read your writing.
Oh, God.
Direct staff to prepare an ordinance with the findings to adopt the proposed revisions as have been stated. I don't have to read the whole thing.
No, you're good.
All right. Any further discussion?
We have a second?
We did. Yeah, Councilor Freeman seconded.
This isn't relevant to that.
Okay, right. This is separate. All right. The one thing, one comment I would like to make is that and I want to thank Mr. Brown for bringing this up, that this is not only working with the direction that has been given regarding provision of accessory dwelling units within city codes across the state, but we, because of the work of Mr. Brown, his department, and our planning commission, we're actually ahead of the curve, and we're being permissive for people who choose to use their property in a way that accommodates more opportunities for home occupancy and possibly ownership. So I really appreciate that forward thinking and that Kaiser's leading the way again. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. All right. Agenda. Whoops, wrong page. There we go. Okay. That takes us now to administrative action. Item 8A is an order in the matter of the amendment of rates for franchise solid waste collection within the City of Kaiser, effective as of February 1st, 2019. City Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. City Attorney Johnson.
Thank you, Chris, Madam Mayor and Council. This matter is before Council following the public hearings we held recently with regard to the request from the solid waste franchisees for a rate increase. You will note, and I hope you saw my email or you see on the dais a replacement order. My apologies there. I meant to send that out. I took Friday off. I meant to send that out Thursday, and I forgot. After the packet was in, there was a provision that was in the 2006, for those of you that were here for that rate increase, where the franchise haulers requested a kind of a presumed rate, CPI. So that in certain situations, there would be kind of a presumed rate. It would still have to go to council hearings, and council could do whatever you wish. You're not locked into that. I left that off of the order that went in the packet because I didn't think it was really necessary. But it wasn't discussed at the hearings, and so it really isn't going to have much effect. The haulers would prefer to have it in. And so the one on the dais includes that. There's no harm in passing that one. If the situation fits, it would be useful, I suppose, into having a presumed rate. And you can read that. It starts at the middle of page 2 and goes about to the middle of page 3. Other than that change, it's identical to the the order that was in the packet. That language is verbatim. The CPI language on page 2 and 3 is verbatim from the 2006 order. So if there's not any questions on that, the proper motion would be to adopt the order, revised order as distributed, or revised order as on the dais, so that it would be clear that that included that provision. And other than that, are there any other questions?
Thank you very much. Councillor Freeman.
So, Shannon,
mm-hmm.
It's 2016, correct, not 2006?
Yeah, 10 years here and there.
Okay.
2016.
Among friends.
A couple decades.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure because I thought I read this.
Yeah,
I didn't 2006. See 2006, so I just wanted to make sure.
No, it was 2016. Yeah, my apologies. And you can see that what had happened was in the, let's see, it goes at the end, I believe. Right, it's hereby repealed. It was the October. We don't have numbers on orders, unfortunately. We just date them. So it's the October 1, 2016 order would be repealed by this one. So to leave that provision in place, we needed to repeat it in this order. We don't want to have to look at two separate orders, so we always just have a new order that replaces it.
So that was, it's 2016, not 2006.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say that predates me on the council, and that's really going back
ways. That's what happens when you're here too long.
Okay. Any other questions on the order or the staff report? Council President Parsons.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Kaiser City Council adopt the revised order in the matter of amendment of rates for franchise solid waste collection within the city of Kaiser, effective as of February 1st, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council adopt the order in the matter of the revised order in the matter of the amendment of rates for the franchise solid waste collection within the city of Kaiser, effective as of February 1, 2019. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. All right, and I want to thank our local business folks who have been here for all three nights of hearings, being available to answer questions, and also to continue to get out really good information on how we're going to move forward with recycling. And I would ask that you help challenge the people of Kaiser to have the cleanest and the most saleable recycling in the state. And you know what? Kaiser, we can rock it. All right, thank you very much for being here. All right, back to my agenda. That's going to take us to item 8B, which is an ordinance amending Kaiser Development Code regarding section 1.200, definitions, section 2.315, development standards, section 3.101, summary of application types, section 3.102, administrative land use procedures, and section 3.202, general procedures types 1, 2, and 3, actions, amending ordinance 98-389. Okay. City Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. City Attorney Johnson.
Thank you, Chris. Madam Mayor and Council, this matter came before the Council at the November 19 meeting for public hearing. This was an amendment of the development standards review process, mainly procedural, with some clarifications as to the required types of design and how the development alternative would work, because it wasn't really clear in the previous code. So at your direction following that hearing, we prepared the ordinance and it's before you for adoption. Be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Councillor Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Nate or Shannon, I'm not sure who to direct this to. I'm sorry, I don't know. I think it's page 47 of their packet here. But under 2.315 development standards, just looking through there are some changes to the exception. 2.315.03 exemptions. 2.315.03 exemptions. Page 47.
Yeah, I don't have the page numbers.
It's different on the
and then the print.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, got it now. 315 in the subsection was?
Sorry, I should have given you a heads up.
Yeah.
There are a couple items that are there that just caught my eye. One that we're deleting accessory dwelling or accessory structures of less than 500 square feet. And then we're adding mobile food vendors to that. Can you could you just explain how that all fits into that exemption section, please?
Well, we might have been able to do this at the last meeting, but remembering that now, Councillor Anderson. Nate might be able to join in. I know that on the accessory structures of less than 500 square feet, it really, I think, was taken care of because it was in sub A, if you turn the page back.
Okay.
And so there was some confusion about that. And so that was just a clerical fix, that was your recollection?
That's correct. It was just redundant, so we wanted to simplify where we could and make it more clear.
On the mobile food vendor part, that is, again, just a clarification. It wasn't clear whether or not, we just wanted to make it clear the mobile food vendors are exempted from these standards because they have their own standards.
Okay.
Under the mobile food vending one is my recollection.
Good job.
Yep. Okay.
Gosh, right. I actually remembered that.
Sorry that I didn't give you a heads up on that
problem.
But I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Council President Parsons.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Kaiser City Council adopt a bill for an ordinance amending Kaiser Development Code regarding Section 1.200 definitions, Section 2.315 development standards, Section 3.101 summary of application types, Section 3.102 administrative land use procedures, and Section 3.202 general procedures type 1, 2, and 3 actions, amending Ordinance 98-389.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council adopt a bill for an ordinance 2018 amending the Kaiser Development Code sections as listed. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. I already read the whole thing once.
It just cracks me up.
All right, let's go then to item 8C, which is a resolution initiating the vacation process for a portion of Shamawa Road Northeast, Kaiser, Oregon. City Manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. City Attorney Johnson.
Thank you, Chris, Madam Mayor and Council. When the roundabout project at Shamawa and Verda was done, you may remember that the road realigned there so that the roundabout would fit. Roundabouts, I think, work great there, but they do take up a lot of ground. And so the available ground, if you will, was more to the south, if you will, the church property and a corner of the Herber property. And so the intersection, if you will, was pulled kind of to the south. So Mr. Jones, Robert Jones, owns property at what I would call the northeast corner, the guy with the kind of the nice wrought iron fence, if you recall. And when that project was done, he was quite cooperative, and we mentioned to him that there'll be leftover right-of-way because it's being pulled away from his house. The road was very close to his house in the old alignment, and that the city would have no need of that right-of-way and would probably go through a street vacation process. Well, roundabout's long done, and so we're getting around to this project. And so, consequently, the concept was always... Pardon?
Sorry. Doing puns, Shannon.
Yeah.
In a roundabout way?
Roundabout way, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's supposed to be a drum thing like that.
Yeah, there was.
So
yeah.
In any event...
Don't pay attention to us.
The indication to Mr. Jones is the city, because of his cooperation, would initiate this vacation process. This is the first step for those of you who haven't gone through a street vacation process. Is the initiation of it if it's not done by petition. So if the council adopts the resolution that initiates that, and then we go through a notice and a hearing process for that. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions on the staff report? So I've got one. So since this is a first step and there's public hearing involved, the fact that we're going to have a change in the councillors on the council between now and then, that doesn't impact that?
No.
Okay.
No. That won't impact that. On this case, I will talk to the councilors about our ADU hearing that we just had with the change over there, but we will accomplish that without a problem. It won't on this. So.
All right. Thank you very much. Any other questions?
I'm glad you got around to it.
Council President Parsons, quick, before we have another pun.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Kaiser City Council adopt Resolution R-2018, initiating vacation process for a portion of Chamala Road Northeast, Kaiser, Oregon.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the Kaiser City Council adopt Resolution R-2018, initiating vacation process for a portion of Chamala Road Northeast, Kaiser, Oregon. Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. I believe that takes us through that's the conclusion of administrative action. So that will take us then to the consent calendar. Council President Parsons, what is on the consent calendar tonight?
We have three items. A is a resolution authorizing the Chief of Police to enter into an intergovernmental agreement for coordinated training and education at the Mid-Valley Reserve Training Academy, repealing Resolution R-2018-2856. B is an approval of the November 19th, 2018 regular session minutes. And C is the approval of the December 3rd, 2018 regular session minutes.
Are there any polls? Council President Parsons.
I move approval of the consent calendar items A through C.
Second.
The consent calendar has been moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move on then to our council liaison reports. And who did I pick on last time? I think I picked on Councillor Ryan, so I will pick on Councillor.
No, I started last time.
No, he started last time.
Okay,
I just
so
watched
it is Councillor Ryan. Is up first.
Okay.
I just have to write this down so I remember.
Why? It's more
well,
fun.
It's going to change now. So.
It is going to change.
Okay. I know. I feel like I'm forgetting something. It's been a busy holiday season, but.
Circle back if you need to.
What was that? We'll circle back. Oh, thank you.
Oh.
I'm sure somebody will repeat what I missed. I attended I was honored to attend the commissioner's breakfast and catch up on regional things going on, and that was that's always enlightening. And then we did not have an art commission meeting, so I know there'll be a new liaison reporting on that, but I plan on staying on the committee if it works out. I'll get my paperwork in. I wasn't allowed to turn that in until after this month. So, and then I wanted to follow up and let everybody know I donated the items on behalf of the city that everyone gave me permission to go through, and we had I think two big boxes of clothing, coats and purses for the kids. So I got that delivered. And then I also attended the Christmas tree lighting, which of course is always a great feel-good way to kick off the season. And then also the CASA luncheon for the kids of both Salem, Kaiser, which was a great event to garner awareness for our kids in the court system and the volunteers needed. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. I want to echo what Matt Lawyer said earlier, and we'll have a more formal time next at our next council meeting, but I've appreciated your service and being part of this team for the last 4 years. I can't believe it's been 4 years. The time has flown, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Freeman.
Okay. I would echo on the tree lighting. It's always great to see tons of people out there, and I think the Santa line moved really quickly this year. I'm not sure how that worked that way, but and then to all the parade entries, I thought it was great, and all the bands.
I was cold.
You were cold, did you say?
Yes.
Oh.
I was in the truck, but I was still cold.
I know, I was going to say, you were in the truck, how are you supposed to be cold? And just everyone who, you know, came out to support the parade, it was great to see all the chairs lined up, you know, pre-morning of that. So that was awesome. I just want to note that we do have some volunteer openings still available. So the Kaiser Points of Interest, it meets monthly on the fourth Tuesday at 6. The Public Art Commission meets every other month on the third Tuesday at 6. The Parks Board meets monthly on the second Tuesday at 6, and we're also recruiting for youth liaisons. Your application does need to be in by January 9th, which is a Wednesday, to be considered for the January 17 Volunteer Coordinating Committee, which meets at 6. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Councilor Reed.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I attended Commissioner Carlson's retirement celebration, along with, I think, most of us, and that was really impressive. And again, thank you to her for all her many years of service and all the good she's done in the community. She is truly an amazing woman, and I really appreciated the efforts that went into the celebration, first of all, but more than that, her commitment to this community. And we have become better because of her. So thank you very much, Janet, for all you've done. I also went to the Southeast Kaiser Neighborhood Association meeting, and that was a good meeting. Some of us did the Gubser Holiday Light Food Bank collection booth. That was wet and cold, but it was a lot of fun, and that seems to be very successful and on track to be. Last year, I think they did 30,000 pounds of food and $30,000 in donations or something amazing like that. And it seemed to me, at least from that one day, that they were on track to do that again this year. And I did run into a need in terms of we have needs for people to donate for candy canes. The neighbors there give candy canes as people are donating cans, and it's just a sort of thank you, and they could use some support with that. So if you have any desire to be involved with that, you can please email me, and I will see if I can arrange that. So, but thank you to all those Gubser neighbors who put out their lights and who are giving up a good portion of their holiday season for doing this collecting. That's a lot of work, and we really appreciate it. And thanks also to the police department for putting up all those signs and making that a community event every year. Last Monday, I went to a Stewards of Children Sexual Abuse Prevention Forum, and it was put on by Liberty House, and each of the counselors have this packet with them today, and I'm also going to see that it is attached to the minutes for today. So, but it's an effort to make sure that all community leaders are aware of what they can do to prevent sexual abuse from happening, and there is a huge cost to our community, not only to our the children and their lives, which is the most important part of that, but even their costs in terms of drug involvement and rehabilitation and runaway and all kinds of issues that are connected to this. So it is a very important effort to be aware of, and one of the asks of things that they're asking of our community is that we commit our organization to training 90% or more of the staff to become an official partner in prevention. So again, that's it's one of those issues to say, well, yeah, that's a horrible thing. Well, what can I do about it? So this is an effort to make people more aware of, as just a member of the community, whether you have children or not, whether you are in contact with children or not, what you can do to keep this blight from happening in our community. So I encourage you to go through this packet and become a little bit more aware of it and keep an eye out for future trainings, particularly if you are a business or community leader. And thank you to Liberty House for spearheading those efforts. We had a work session last Monday figuring out our goals. I'm sure you'll hear more about that. And then I also was able to go to the traffic safety meeting as a substitute council liaison representative. And again, lots of fun to see how the different committees work, and I really appreciated that opportunity. So that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for going to this meeting with Liberty House. They are a very important community partner with so many great organizations looking out for and being proactive in the care and protection of our children. So there's also links at their webpage and also all on their Facebook page. I encourage anyone who wants to know more and wants to get more involved and more proactive to go and get those resources. Council President Parsons.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I, too, went to the Marion County Commissioner's Breakfast, and actually the hot topic was because it was on a Thursday after Salem voted. It was Costco, actually. They did talk about that, and they were trying to figure out how we could get Costco further north. So it was wonderful that he said that, because they did have that conversation. I also went to Commissioner Carlson's retirement party. I can't say enough about her. I worked with Janet for, 2.5 years on the Big Toy Project, and, she was she's the one that just spearheaded that thing. I mean, I may have had the word chair behind me, but she spearheaded it, and so I can't thank her enough for helping to bring that to our community that's very well liked, but actually by the whole region. So I'm going to miss her a lot. Also, I was at the long, short-term range goals. I went to the tree lighting. Oh, and I was in the parade. And I have to say, for those of you who were watching from the sidelines, that was the most people I've seen on a parade route in years. We're talking 10, 12 people deep, almost like the Rose Festival in Portland is almost right. And all the way down the road. I don't think there was very little single file anywhere, as Chief Teague probably could attest to. It was amazing, the number of people that came out, even though it was cold. And they all, a lot of them had heaters, though. I thought that was pretty cool. They had those little portable things, you know, propane things. But, yeah, so it was cold, but they all came out, and it was amazing that they all came into our community. So, and that's all I have. All right. Just happy holidays, because I have nothing happy for holidays. The next 2 weeks. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. All right. Councilor Herrera.
Pretty much everybody went to the same things I went. I want to say I enjoyed when we were picking up cans on Sunday night. That was pretty cool. You know, all the folks were really nice, enjoyed the lights and everything, good comments. And the tree lighting was excellent. And the parade was very well attended. I will second that. That was amazing. And I don't know, it was kind of cool out there. So it was.
I had my window down.
It was cold. Well, it was, I stayed warm. I had some hot tamales, so there you go.
Oh,
well, also, we had our leadership over at Kennedy is doing really well. We have probably the most mentors we've ever had. I mean, literally. I mean, that our cafeteria is packed, and it's so awesome. We had some projects we're doing right now, and I'll speak to those later. But I also want to. Last night I went to Nutcracker. I don't know if anybody saw that this year, but over at North Salem, my two grandsons were in it, and those kids are really amazing. The ballet dance school, whoever does that, is just amazing. Also, I wanted to mention that Claggy Creek Middle School concert is tomorrow night at 7. I promised my two guys I would mention it. And they're also going to be performing at the Capitol Rotunda on Friday. And that's going to be during the day at 11 a.m. So I'm going to try to make that, see. And what's the last thing I had? I wanted to thank Amy and my sidekick here for their time. And we're going to kind of miss them. And I got, you know, I kind of give them a lot of guff about the Oregon Ducks, but I, in good faith, I want to give this to you for your Christmas. I just want to tell you that, you know, we won Civil War, so just want
I still owe you lunch.
So owe me lunch.
Yes, sir. But
anyway, thank you, Amy. You. I've got something for you, too, by the way. I got a Janet Carlson CD. I don't know, did you know she was a famous singer at one time? But anyway, thank you guys for the great leadership and your teamwork, and I just want to say that I really appreciate those 4 years you guys were with us, so hopefully we'll move on with some other people, but you'll be missed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that is truly detente when we've got beavers and ducks. You know, fabulous. Councilor Anderson.
All right. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Top of my list was also the retirement celebration for Janet Carlson. First met Janet when she was a state representative and worked with her really closely. Awesome leadership and a love for this community all over Marion County, and her set of issues and her care and compassion is really notable and will be missed. And I can't tell you, what's really going to be missed is her voice, because, I mean, I don't think any of the three that are going to be remaining on the county commission are going to have any close to the quality of her pipes that she does. So, you know, that same night, also went to the Christmas, was able to run over to the Christmas tree lighting. That's always awesome. And what a stellar way for us to stand out in this area, because I'll tell you, we've got the best Christmas tree. Salem, they can try all they want, but they do not compete with, or will not compare with us. So that's really awesome. Claggett Creek Watershed Council was canceled this month, so I missed that last one, Mr. Lawyer. So, always appreciate your guys' efforts on that. It's if you guys have never been to one of those council meetings, I really encourage you to go. These guys have got immense, you know, not just Matt and Mark Callier, but also the other folks that are volunteering on that. They've got such a real dedication to those issues. It's really, really impressive, and they really work their tails off, too. Kaiser Chamber Board meeting, let's see, I think that was this week, actually. It was last week. Thank you. December 12th. Got the see their new offices down on River Road, so that's really awesome that they're able to be down, back kind of down in the downtown core of Kaiser. That's going to be a great location in so many ways. One of the things to highlight here is just one of the items that they brought up, kind of a report on their giving basket. They were able to do some really good things. They had set a goal, but from the school district, they met about 129 families' needs with that. So, you know, and that was really only due to the exceptional turnout at the Percy event, I believe, to raise the dollars for that. The important thing to note, though, that I jotted down was it's not just families and children in that live here in Kaiser. There are some kids that get bussed in from distances. I wasn't aware of that. I mean, they've got kids from Sheridan, Southeast Salem, and near Jefferson, just because of the way that things have been, how kids have been placed and so forth. So this is a really reaching out into a wide variety of areas there. So they're really making an impact, and that's really, really doing some good things there. And then, of course, also last week, I've got to highlight legislative days because, you know, my daytime job, that's where I'm over at the state capitol. But I do want to just note for folks listening in tonight that we've got a session starting next year. And so there's going to be a lot of important issues coming up. And I would just encourage folks to pay close attention to what's going on. The Oregon legislature has got some great ways for that they provide the general public to be able to participate and provide their input, whether it's during a hearing on a bill or just contacting the legislators. That's real important for folks to stay connected on that. So this would really encourage you our folks to stay engaged there. Concert season is in full swing, as we all know. We've heard, tonight we had McNary Choir singing tonight. So we've got just an exceptional, you've heard me say this over and over, but an exceptional music program here in Salem Kaiser Schools. It's nobody compares with us, frankly. So I'll really boast about that, brag on that. Last week we had the Very McNary Holiday Concert. 3 days of concerts, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It'd never been done before, but it was a great experiment. We've got some great music educators, too, at McNary. I just can't say enough about those folks. But they brought together all elements, choirs, band, orchestra, and the theater arts program. So they just did an exceptional job, really impressive. Christmas celebrations over at Corbin, down at Willamette. And this is just a great time of the year for music, all things music. So I really encourage folks to keep pay attention to that. I have to thank the mayor for the jam. We always appreciate that in my household. So it's top-notch stuff, so I really appreciate that. And then finally, while I've got the floor, I'm going to say I'm droning on here, so I really apologize, but I do want to just say just a few closing words that, you know, it's been my I've really been really honored to serve on this for this community and on this council. I really enjoy working with all of you on this council as well, led by our great mayor, Clark. And I got a few thank yous. I want to thank our city staff. We got exceptional staff that keep things running in this community, so I really appreciate that. And they're led by some amazing individuals, you know, Tim Wood, Chief Teague, Bill Lawyer, Nate Brown, Shannon Johnson. Michelle DePina is not here tonight. She's awesome. Got to thank Debbie Lockhart. She's outstanding. And I've got to really appreciate the awesome Tracy Davis. And last but not least, we really are so blessed and fortunate to have an exceptional and outstanding city manager in Chris Epley. So I really, really appreciate that. I mean, we're really the envy of a lot of communities. So, and my thanks to all of the folks at our business community. I think we're really moving things forward exceptionally with the leadership at Kaiser Chamber right now. So I really appreciate that. I appreciate our great volunteers, like guys like Matt Lawyer. I don't know where he finds the time to raise a family, work, and volunteer, but he somehow does, and that's just really symbolic of folks here in Kaiser. And I have to thank our exceptional folks that live here too. I'll really miss serving with everybody. Really love this community. It's awesome, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity to serve. And that's the end of my speech. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you very much. And as I said with Councillor Ryan, Councillor Anderson, it's been an absolute pleasure having you as part of this team. You've brought incredible thinking and energy and professionalism to your work, and Kaiser's better for you having served as a team member of the Kaiser City Council. So thank you for all the work you have done.
Thank you. I'm going to miss my buddy, Councillor Herrera, here too. So.
And that little flag moving back and forth, little duck flag.
And now he gives me this. God.
I know.
Oh, well.
Dear. So before we get to modeling, just a couple of things. In addition to the events that have already been mentioned, I did attend my final board meeting for the League of Oregon Cities as a member of that board. I have completed my 3-year term of office. I have enjoyed that work tremendously. I am very confident that with the leadership of Mike Culley at the helm as the executive director, and the board with Greg Evans as the a counselor from Lane County as the incoming chair. They have a strong team, and watch for League of Oregon Cities to be a very powerful voice on our behalf and with us on state issues that matter for local control and helping us do our job. The parade was wonderful. As everybody has said, I had a really difficult time picking winners with Scott White for the different float awards because everybody brought it this year. Amazing. Quality theme. It was fun. It was beautiful. Great job, everybody. What a celebration. It was fabulous. Food Night Barrel with Councillors Reed and Herrera. That was a lot of fun. We had to operate three stations to pick up all of the food and donations coming through, very well attended, and I agree. Thank you to the neighbors for doing this every year. That's a huge chunk out of your holiday season. And the hosts for the food barrels, they worked so hard to have that space, you know, at their home for this entire time period, and all those big boxes of food and the burn barrel in their driveway. So thank you to them for that. Did attend the SEDCOR, which is the Strategic Economic Development Corporation. They had a business forum on trade and tariffs. As this is a traded sector economy, what is happening nationally very significantly impacts us here in the Valley, and I encourage everyone to really pay very close attention to the policies and so forth in Washington, but also what's happening with our economy here, especially with agriculture. Our economy is very strong, and we want to make sure it stays that way and continues to thrive. The Rotary Luncheon, it was a Rotary Chamber combined luncheon and featured the McNary Highlanders Choir. And again, as has been said about our music program, what talented musicians that we are blessed with. They did a fabulous job. I also attended the Santa Day at the Kaiser Cultural Center. Lots of families and kids came through, had pictures with Santa, were able to do some art projects, have hot chocolate and cookies, so send them home with plenty of sugar. That's how it rolls. And then I also went to the Willow Lake Golf Center open house they had for the holidays. Looking forward to a lot of great recreational developments there. We've heard for years, well, we need more of this or more of that for family activities in the community. Stay tuned. I believe that the plans that the new owners have for that are going to be bringing some of those options for Kaiser. And I'm sure unless you have been out of town and had your phone off, In-N-Out Burger, and Cascade Farm and Outdoor turned in their permit applications to build. So yes, there's a tremendous amount of excitement around both. Is there anything else you wanted to add on that, Mr. Brown?
Not really. It just that with the In-N-Out Burger, there's several technical issues, and we'll be talking more about it. So the partition, In-N-Out does not own the property yet, and so we're still working on it. So
appreciate the hard work that's going into that, but there's a tremendous amount of excitement about that, and oh my gosh, you know, phone calls, posts on social media, yeah, people are paying attention, and now they're asking, so when's it opening?
Yeah. No.
Probably not by the end of the year.
Just everybody keep in mind, they've applied for a permit. They have not received their permit.
So, but you are very efficient.
It's a long process to go through, and like I said, there are technical issues we have to address. I'm just trying to keep
a little.
I'm trying to keep a little reality involved in the process. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
When people are asking when it's opening, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of things then. Tomorrow morning I will be attending the Salem Hospital community meeting, talking about healthcare services in our area. And then I have a board meeting for the Mid-Willamette Valley Council of Governments. On Wednesday, we are conducting interviews for the Mid-Willamette Homeless Initiative Program Coordinator. And then Wednesday night, we have the Kaiser Community Band concert right here at the Civic Center. And then we have a break in the action. We even have a fifth Monday. Yahoo! January 2nd, prior to the new council being sworn in on the 7th, we will have a meeting of the Kaiser Little League Long Range Planning Task Force at 6 p.m. And that is all I have. So I will then go to our city manager for agenda input. How about other business? This time is provided to allow the mayor, city council members, or staff an opportunity to bring new or old matters before the council that are not on tonight's agenda. City manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Debbie.
Thank you. We have two new pictures on our website. The first one is a picture of the City Hall lobby with our gigantic, beautiful Christmas tree in it. And the other one is the Public Works float from the parade, which received an honorable mention.
Very good. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Mr. Wood. Chief Teague.
I went through all that just not to not say a whole lot, but I will just punctuate that was a great parade, and there really were a lot of people, many times more than there have been at not only a Christmas time parade, but even the Irish parade.
Oh, that was more than the Irish festival.
Oh, yeah. By far. Yeah. It was exceptional. It was great. Thank you.
Very exceptional.
I have one question for the chief. So there was a public announcement about two of our officers retiring. Lance Inman did retire, and Jeff Johnson. So are there replacements? Are we recruiting, or do we already have people in the wings to succeed them? We cannot replace them because they were fabulous.
Yes, we hired a reserve, Paul Quintero. He'll start in January. He'll go to the Academy January 21st, Spanish speaker, which we're delighted in. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable to me that both Lance and Jeff Johnson started after I started, and now they've retired. Just amazing how quickly the time goes. Just like Councilor Ryan's 4 years, who'd have thought? It just goes so fast. They were both very valuable officers and contributed well to us. We were sad to see them go. They're great guys, and we wish them well.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawyer.
Thank you. I just wanted to acknowledge the Public Works staff that put the time and effort into design and build the float that won an honorable mention in the parade went on the 8th. They worked long and hard on that and were rewarded with a trophy from that. So just wanted to acknowledge them. That's it.
Cool. Mr. Brown?
I have nothing further.
That's probably best. Yeah, probably best. Mr. Johnson?
Nothing tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much. Let me get back to my agenda here. All right. Written communications. I have a couple of holiday greetings from the Confederated Tribes of the Tsleil-Waututh Indians. Thank you and happy holidays. And also one from local business, AKS Engineering and Forestry. So I will have these on display in the council office. Agenda input, January 7th, 7 p.m. in regular session, we will administer the oath of office for newly elected city council members. And also we will have the election for council president.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Amy has one more thing to say.
All right. Let me go through this and I'll circle back. On January 14th at 5:45, a work session. And yes, we will be doing a work session at that point. I've been talking to a couple of folks and I'll be getting together with city manager on going over council operations procedures, things like that for our incoming and a refresher for the sitting council. And I haven't talked about whether Shannon wants to do his training at that time or not, but that'd be a good idea. And then we will also then meet in regular session on January 22nd, 2019 at 7 p.m. And please note that is a Tuesday because of the Monday holiday for Martin Luther King Day. I will circle back to you. Councilor Ryan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just real briefly, I wanted to chime in on the in-and-out conversation real quick. I know that there's a lot of conversation about concerns with traffic and concerns with the growing pains. I happen to know that those will be temporary, but I'm excited to, I mean, as all of we are all excited to bring in and out. I think it will put Kaiser on the map, and I really think it's going to be very beneficial to local businesses and continuing our growth into the future. And so I just want to make sure I say it'll be a temporary growing pain. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Anything else for the good of the order? All right, well, happy holidays to everybody. Thank you all, and we will see you next year. It is 8:44. We are adjourned.